Our faith is all about, if you don't believe in Jesus, you do not believe in the one and only Savior of the world. And this is certainly a season that we celebrate Jesus. The wonderful name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And when you learn that you can walk around in the power and authority that Jesus died that you may have, because there's truly power in the name of Jesus to break every chain and every bondage in your life. Jesus. Once you understand that and connect with that, I would suggest that you will have joy and unspeakable joy. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, our God, we bow before you once again on a Sunday morning, God, to thank you, Lord. We bow to thank you, God, for your grace, and we bow to thank you for your mercy, God, and we bow to thank you for forgiving us one more time, Lord God. Now this morning we bow also to say, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus, for sending your son for each and every one of us, Lord God, that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly, Lord God. And God, help us to understand what you've done for us. So many doubt you, God, but see, I know too much about you, God, so I stand, Lord God, and say, thank you, God, for all that you've done just for me, God. And I even thank you for the people under the sound of my voice, God. Thank you, God, for what you've done for them, Lord God. So make this message clear this morning, Lord God, and make your word clear to them, Lord God, that they can walk around in power and authority, Lord God, that they can lift up their heads, Lord God. Take away any doubt that may be amongst us this morning, Lord God, that we can go about in this world and be a light to you and change in lives. And God, just help us, Lord God. Help us, God, to be doers of this word and just stop talking about it, Lord God. Help us be an example, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Now, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. If there be anything in me that would keep me from communing with you, Lord God, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you give me to speak and declare this day, I will do it, Lord God. Just move anything that would block your word in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, let your power, your anointing, your presence, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. Meet the needs of your people. Comfort, build up, restore, empower, God, your people. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we do pray. Let us say together, amen. 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 Hallelujah. This is Palm Sunday. So I ask that you get a Bible or open your Bibles if you brought them with you. And if you didn't, there are Bibles under the seats. And go to the Gospel according to St. John. The Apostle John is writing about this special event. And first man read it from, I believe, Matthew this morning. But it's the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, starting with verse 12. I will be reading from the NIV Bible. So once you've found the 12th chapter of John and gone down to the 12th verse, I ask that you stand all over the sanctuary in reverence to God's holy word. The Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verse 12. Amen. Don't y'all love God back then? Amen. If you're in the house of the Lord and God has blessed you to enter this place one more time, I ask that you get a Bible Go to the Gospel of John. Turn it to the 12th chapter and go down to the 12th verse. Truly, there is power in this word, and there's power just being in the presence of God's word being read. There's power just to receive the word in your spirit. Amen. And it reads this way from the NIV Bible. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and he sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's coat." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Amen. You may be seated. Look how the whole world has gone after him. We're going to have to stand because the whole world is going after him. But the main point on this particular day is that the crowd was praising him. They were shouting, "Hosanna. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And certainly it is a great day for us to celebrate, because it is what Jesus has done for all of us that we gather each Sunday morning. So our message today on this Palm Sunday is entitled "Praising with Great Expectations." Praising with great expectations. I don't know about you, but when you see me praising, I expect something to happen. I praise God because I love him, but they say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So I praise God because I expect him to do something. I don't know why you praise him, and I don't even know whether you even bother to praise him. But this morning the message is, and yes, it's warm in here, this message is praising with great expectations. So this Palm Sunday message is about the triumphant entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. We did hear the children, or Dr. Mamie, talk about that with the children this morning, and I believe they talked about it a little further after they went into the room here. They also talked about how we heard about it when First Man read the scripture this morning. See, this story is written in all the Gospels because it is such an important event in the lives of the Christian church. So if you don't understand this story, you don't understand what you believe yet. You don't understand what Jesus has done for all of us. So we're going to take some time this morning and we're going to walk through what happened on Palm Sunday. So if you know it, just celebrate with me. And if you hear it further for the first time, celebrate God, because he's allowing you to know a little more about this Jesus that we praise and we celebrate. And this morning, we're going to look at this historical event through the lenses of the Apostle John. Now, the theologians say John, when he wrote this letter, he was 80 years old. And I hear a lot about people in here talking about age. And they think for some point, for some reason, you get a certain age, you don't know what's going on and you don't even understand what's going on with them or what they're doing. But what they don't know is with age come wisdom. That we've already done that stuff. Right. We recognize that stuff. And you can't run a game on us. Come on with me now, young people. Because some of them have talked about this. Mm-hmm. How old are you? I'm old enough to say, I recognize. I'll just say the journey. Amen. I recognize, because we all have to go through our journey. But we're told that John was 80 years old when he wrote this. And he explains in the 20th chapter of John why he wrote this book. He wrote it for us. He said, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Christ. And if you believe it, basically you're saved. He took the time because he had already been saved. He had walked and he had talked with Jesus. But he wanted other believers to know Jesus is the Son of God. And you're not getting to heaven any other way. You're not going to be saved any other way. So at 80 years old, for his love for the people that were coming behind him, he took the time and he wrote, there is no other way. You know you've tried it this way, and you've tried it that way, and things are just not working out for you. So there is no other way to live the abundant life until you believe in Jesus the Christ. Jesus is the only source of salvation. John wanted to convince those who had not seen Jesus to help them deepen their faith and to convince unbelievers, because some unbelievers may even be under the sound of my voice this morning, but to convince unbelievers that Jesus is the Christ. This is why this entire gospel is written. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And many say that John was first a disciple of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said, I'm not the one, but he pointed him to Jesus. He sent this apostle to Jesus. So what greater friend can you have than to have them send you to Jesus? So I would say, be a friend to someone during this Lenten season and during this Easter season and this holy work. We tell somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus and what he offers to all of us. And don't be ashamed of this gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Tell somebody about this Jesus that we worship. So let's look at our morning text. Jesus began this week on earth. This was his last week. Suppose you knew this was your last week to live. What would you be doing? If you know this is your last week, what would you really be doing? But Jesus knew it was his last week. So he's riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And see, there was a spirit of praise and great expectation as the Lord, our God, made his way into Jerusalem. See, this was a day after Mary had anointed Jesus' feet with this expensive perfume. Do you all know that story? But this next day, the crowds, They came out for the feast and they wanted to see Jesus because they had heard about Lazarus being raised from the dead. And they had heard all that Jesus had done. So they came out to see this Jesus. The crowd that accompanied David's son, they were moving into Jerusalem. They said it was not a small crowd. They were in town because of the Passover, but they wanted to see Jesus. Because Jesus was the one that the Pharisees wanted to kill. But Jesus was the one that had raised the dead. He had healed. He had empowered. He had encouraged the people. So let's see this Jesus. Maybe he can help us. Just maybe if we connect with this Jesus. And see, they were going to be in town anyway because of the Passover. And you all know about the Passover, right? The Passover, we've talked about that. They're celebrating God's deliverance of Israel from the Egyptians. So they were there to celebrate the great deliverer. And he's the same God that can deliver you. So I don't know what you all are doing out there this morning. But if you got anything going on in your life that you need deliverance from, God is still able to do that. Hallelujah. Don't y'all love God? So I have to pause for a minute. Do you love the Lord? Don't y'all love God? And I know the ones that were here last week know why I paused and asked that question. They know. But now the crowd joyfully escorted and follow Jesus as he rode this donkey into Jerusalem. They were praising with great expectation. This would be the time when their leader would come in and take over Rome and throw them out. So they were expecting this political deliverance. So they were celebrating Jesus. And he rode this donkey because Jesus was coming for peace. Because they said when a leader or a king was on a horse, he was coming for battle. But if they were on a donkey, they were coming in peace. So Jesus was ushering in a peaceful kingdom. But they were saying Hosanna because they thought Jesus was going to throw out the Romans. So they had it all twisted, you all. But they kept crying out, Hosanna, blessed is the one that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. So these words are in all of the gospel. This is a special message because this was all about the Messiah coming. He was coming to save us, but they had it all twisted. And they said the word Hosanna means save us. A save us, we pray. See, they were looking for Jesus to save them from Rome. Do you all understand that? They were celebrating because they wanted to be free from Rome. The people were hollering and screaming the Old Testament phrases of praise. In addition, they waved these palm branches. They waved these branches because it was a sign of victory. That's what the palm is. When you wave it, you expect something victorious to happen. So they expected Jesus to deliver them from Rome. And we're going to be waving them later on, but we're going to be waving them for another reason. And the Bible tells us they took off their coats and they laid it along the path. And they just rolled out the red carpet to Jesus. Jesus, come on in here and get these Romans out. Because sometimes people praise God for the wrong reasons. Come on in here. So they're praising right now. They got some great expectations, but it's for the wrong reasons. They said the crowd was over 2 million people. They're shouting, Hosanna. Come on, Jesus. But some writers said that Hosanna in this case means hallelujah, praise the Lord. So either whatever it means to you, we can say still Hosanna. Save us, God, because we all still need to be saved. Some of us need to be saved from ourselves. Come on with me now. You got so much stuff going on that's destructive. You need to be saved from yourself. So you need to be saying, hallelujah, save me, God. See, I know I'm right. right about it. Some of you got stuff going on right up in here that you need to be saved from. And some stuff you caused yourself, and some stuff other people brought to you. But thank you, God, you can still say, Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. So the crowd believed that indeed the Messiah was coming, but they had it all twisted. But Jesus, he didn't say anything to the crowd. He just kept riding that donkey because he knew his purpose. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was bringing to the people. He was bringing salvation. He was bringing life. He was bringing forgiveness. He was bringing all the stuff that they were missing. So he just kept on a ride. He was coming to break away the people from their sin. He was coming to die that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So he knew what his assignment was. And not only that, he knew he was riding to his death. Hallelujah. So the timing of this entrance into Jerusalem was intentional. Because, see, God knew that all the people would be gathered there. That all the people would see his son ride into Jerusalem. That all the people would be praising, not knowing the real reason, but they would still be praising God. So Jesus approached Jerusalem fearlessly, knowing that what waited him was death at the hands of the people that did not know him. So get this in your spirit. You know, you may not be excited about Palm Sunday, but see, I get excited. Because I know because of Palm Sunday, Easter is coming. And because he got up, I can face tomorrow. I can deal with all the stuff that comes my way. So if you're not excited, I'm excited for you. Because see, God did it not just for me. He did it for you too. So if I'm the only one in this place that's excited about Palm Sunday, praise ye the Lord. Because I'm going to still praise him for what he's done for me, Mother Brockie. I'm going to praise him. So is anybody with me this morning? Palm Sunday, beginning of Holy Week, is a great time for you all to lift up your hands, and give praise unto the Lord. I know this, but lift up that cross. That's right. Because it's all about the cross. Because we declare in here, the world behind us, the cross before us. We're going to be different. We're not going to play church. There's too many people playing church. We want to know what we believe, be able to articulate what we believe, and be a light unto Christ in this world. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And I heard it is so. When you hear amen, whatever it is so. That's what it means. It is so. God is good to me. It is so. God healed me. It is so. God broke every chain in my life. It is so. Know what you're saying when you're in the church. If you're saying amen, you're saying it is so. If you don't believe it, don't even say it. God is good. It is so. God is great. It is so. God leads and directs me. It is so. You got to believe this thing, and then you got to walk it out and look like you believe it. So I ask you the question, do you love God? Come on with me now. Because you should be excited about this God that we serve. You don't have to be here. So many people would love to be here this morning. But God has allowed you to be on this earth for a purpose. Walk in your purpose and say, it is so. What are you doing for the Lord? What have you done for God lately? Too often we're asking God to do stuff for us, but what have you done for him lately? Come on now, I want y'all to get with this. What have you done for God lately? If I come out there and ask you, have you done anything for God lately? What will you say? Hallelujah. So when you get up and praise God with great expectation. That's what Palm Sunday was all about. They were expecting Jesus to do something. What are you expecting God to do for you? Are you expecting anything? Do you need him to do anything for you? So you praise him and then you say, it is so. Speak it before it's even done. Praise him in advance for whatever you need him to do. Do you need your heart healed? Praise him and then say, it is so. Because most people don't even know what amen is. They say it all the time, amen. Amen. What are you talking about? Know what you're talking about when you use this church language. But if you don't know what it means, when you pray, end it by saying, it is so. That means you believe that God is able to do what you ask. Because if my Bible tells me when I open it, my God is able. It tells me that my God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can even ask or think. So I can say with power and authority, it is so. Whatever I ask him, it is so because of what my Bible says. But do you believe this word? Do you believe this word? Church, this morning, we do not want to be like that crowd in the text. We want to be clear why we praise God, our Lord and our Savior. We want to be clear. So let's try to make this as relevant for you as possible. For some of us have some issues. Some of us have some challenges. Some of us have some pain sitting up in here looking as good as you look. Some of you have some shame sitting up in here looking good. Some of us have some disappointments, some loneliness, some things that we're really experiencing right now. And then if those of you all say, I got it all together, I don't need a message like that, well, praise the Lord to you. But some of us need God. Some of us need God right now. Some of us need God to do something right now. So I would say start praising in advance for a great expectation that God's going to do exactly what you need. Call it out and then say, it is so. What is it that you want God to do? Lift it up right now in your spirit and close it out by saying, it is so. It is so. Yes, it is, Brother Aaron. It is. Whatever you need, pray and say, it is so, and keep on walking and don't look back. Once you pray, then let it go, because it is so. That's what I say. I'm going to praise him for that paper I'm trying to write. That paper is complete. It is so. I have that degree. It is so. See, that's what you have to do. You have to speak when the enemy places doubt in your mind. You have to say, it is so. It is done. Speak those things that are not as if they already occurred. It is so. So what you all need God to do, it is so. And not only that, see, praise confuses the enemy. See, when you're going through, they want you to hang your head down low. And he wants you to cry. But you lift up to your head to the hill. Where cometh your help? And say, it is so. I have the victory in the name of Jesus. It is so. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. But see, this is resurrection season. It's time for God to resurrect some stuff in your life. So what do you want resurrected? Tell him, it is so. Speak it and then say, it is so. God, resurrect my marriage. Resurrect my family. Resurrect my finances. God, fix it, Jesus. And then say, it is so. You have to believe it. You can't speak it and it works if you don't believe it. You have to believe this word. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. You see, that's what this whole story is all about. See, he came to resurrect some stuff. He came to heal some people. He came to forgive some people. He came to shake up some stuff here on earth. And it is himself. He's done it and he's still doing it. So I'm going to close this out because, yes, I'm hot up here this morning. But remember, our praises should not be like the crowd. Your praises should be for the right reason. We should praise God because God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says he didn't send his Son to condemn the world. He sent the Son to save us. We should praise because God demonstrated his own love for us. That while you were in the middle of your mess, while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. He stayed on that cross. You should praise him because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. See, you need to start speaking this word over your life and start praising him with great expectations. Praise him because he said this. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Also trust in me. See, know this word and praise him because of this word. See, it's all about Jesus, church. It's all about Jesus. Praise him in advance for your victory. Praise him because he's God. Praise him because he said, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He laid it all down for us. He put it all out there just for you. Somebody should be praising God for that. See, I don't know about you all. See, people get excited in different ways. See, I want to run and I want to shout when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he did just for me. See, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. So I leave this with you this morning. I see a lot of people making crosses because it is all about the cross. But praise him with great expectation. Praise him because see, there is nobody greater. There is nobody greater. There is nobody greater than our God. And whatever you need, God is able to provide it. Oh, yes, he is. Nobody greater. So praise him in advance. If the situation don't look like it's going to work out, praise him anyway. And pray and say, it is so. If the enemy told you anything negative, you pray, turn it over to God and say, it is so. So as we move into this Easter season, I said move into this week, each and every day praising God in advance for what you need him to do. And then take time to praise him just because he's God. Just because he's God. Praise him. See, the songwriter put it this way. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. They went on to say, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He's worthy. My Jesus is worthy. My Jesus is worthy to be praised. So praise him this week with great expectation. Let the church say amen. We have a whole week of celebration. And I pray that this morning, starting this morning, this afternoon, whatever time it is, and the rest of the week, that you would celebrate this holy week. Celebrate with great expectation based on what God has done for you and what he will do. Because I